You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the local visual art scene in our area, joined by Ann Arbor Arts Director of Community Engagement, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Hi, Lisa. How are you doing?
I am good. I'm worried about the arts community, though. I know we have a new administration in place, and people are already talking about arts funding. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Lisa, I would say no need to necessarily worry.
Okay.
We have some really great folks in our arts community, both in Ann Arbor and the state of Michigan, and working nationally to make sure that things like the National Endowment for the Arts are protected as resources for arts organizations and artists throughout our community. So that's the overarching message. You know, these times of transition in government are always a really great time for us to remember how important it is to talk to our legislators, remind them of, you know, what you're doing in your community, what you enjoy doing in your community, the ways in which, for instance, your arts organization is providing public benefits, you know, the kinds of activities that bring people downtown, that support the education of youth through the arts. You know, call up your legislators, call up any one of your government representatives and let them know what's happening, because these things matter and they represent just really great investments by the government in communities. You know, the folks at the State of Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs each year for the last few years have had about $9.7 million to give out to artists or arts organizations throughout the state of Michigan. That money is broadly accessible. That money goes to all pockets of the state. It certainly has helped out organizations like the Riverside Arts Center, Purple Rose Theater, the Ann Arbor Arts Center, Neutral Zone Michigan Theater, you name it. It's really been important to our development. And, you know, they get about $770,000 a year from the National Endowment for the Arts that goes directly to the states. That money, it just does a really great thing.
You mentioned the Riverside Arts Center in Ypsilanti, and it's Black History Month. They have a special show going on there?
Well, yeah, Lisa. Celebrations of Black History Month are always a great time to reflect about what it means to be an American, what it means to be an African American, and what it means to connect with folks in our community. I know you had a really inspiring experience.
I did. I'm going to be creating a feature for it here on 89.1 WEMU, but I went to their opening and met some amazing teenage artists for Black History Month. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you.
Always great stuff at Riverside. You know, we really like them and appreciate that. You know, the arts and arts exhibitions are able to provide entry points to other perspectives and just make us think differently.
Art is in so many areas of our life, and we're talking to Omari Rush, and he's in so many areas of the community. That's why he's here. And you've got some information about a prison art program.
Well, speaking of the arts being in so many places of our lives, you know, at the University of Michigan, they have this prison arts program started in 1990 that has an annual exhibition featuring the work of folks who are incarcerated, youth and adults, throughout the 28 correctional facilities in the state of Michigan. This year's exhibition happens in March 22nd through April 5, and features the work of about 450 artists and I think they're going to be maybe...
Are they all prisoners?
Most of them are prisoners. Some of them are former prisoners. But, you know, it's a team of faculty, students, staff, former folks who are incarcerated who select the artwork for the show. You know, it's an opportunity for creative expression for folks. You know, the arts end up being a great way to process our feelings, our emotions, to express ourselves. And the program has been really successful. I mean, it's been happening for a long time now. They actually have a fundraiser Thursday, February 9, starting at 6:30, where they'll be auctioning off work from some of these artists. Some of the artists whose work has been the most popular, folks will get a chance to buy it, to bid on it as part of a silent auction and live auction. So I would certainly encourage folks to head on down to the Michigan League, February 9, 6:30, and bid on art. You know, if you like art, bid on art there, and then look forward to their exhibition, their 22nd annual.
I know it's early February, but I'm already looking forward to summer. And I know at the Ann Arbor Art Center, you always have a lot of summer arts camps. Are you working on those already?
Absolutely, Lisa. Parents are beating down our doors.
Already.
Beating down our doors and also throughout the community, you know, looking to figure out what kinds of creative activities they can do for and with their children during the summer. Certainly at the Art Center, we offer a set of summer camps that are arts infused, whether it's working with clay or drawing, just having fun. We even paint cars. We have guest artists like, you know, Jersey Drozd.
Oh, he's great. The cartoonist.
Jersey is great. You know, he has this, the Ann Arbor Comic Arts Festival.
Yeah.
We do a tie-in with them. I'm going to mention his name again. David Zinn is also a guest artist.
David, that's familiar. What does he do again?
Oh, yeah, that fella with his chalk around around town. So David will be there.
Can I just say something, though, in these complicated times? It's a refreshing, he brings a refreshing alternative perspective to life, something to be happy about.
Well, you know, Lisa, that's a great point. And the way that artists are actually able to get us to see differently, think differently, to smile.
Right.
I mean, that's super important these days.
Yeah.
You know, I'll also say that these summer camps, we offer scholarships. We'll subsidize people's participation. They can go online, AnnArborArtsCenter.org, fill out the application. We review them in an ongoing basis, and we hope, you know, folks will take advantage of that resource, because we want to get as many people in to have really exciting, fun, inspiring arts experiences as possible.
Well, speaking of scholarships, what if you are a professional artist in this area and you're looking for a fellowship or some sort of development funding? Is that available?
Yes, there are a couple of opportunities in that area. You know, the Museum of Contemporary Art in Denver just announced this Animating Museums program that's being sponsored. It's a national program being sponsored by the Andrew W. Mellon Foundation. They're going to have fellows from all around the country who are interested in creating arts exhibitions, arts experiences, come together for 2 years and grow as a cohort, create something with a $100,000 budget, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And so I would encourage people to apply to that if you're looking to kind of build your muscles around curatorial practice. And then certainly also that's animatingmuseums.org, more information there. For the last 18 months, I've been participating in a leadership development program with the Association of Performing Arts Presenters. That sounds like performing arts, like it's just performing arts, but really it's more broadly more broadly relevant to folks working in the arts. It has been literally transformational for me, Lisa.
Is that what you went to New York for?
Yes. Transformational for me. A great group of folks who are working in community-based arts organizations all around the country. Every time I went to these sessions, I was inspired. I came back and was really motivated to dig in. And I hope that more people in our community have those kinds of experiences. And so we'll get information to you to post on Facebook, on the WEMU's Facebook page about this program. And I hope that people look out for these kinds of opportunities.
Well, Omari Rush, thank you for sharing your inspiration and your local knowledge of our visual arts scene here with us on Art and Soul 89.1 WEMU. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.